Day 107, or April the 17th. Your idea or God's? Our thought today comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 2. Nathan replied to David, "Whatever you have in mind, do it, for God is with you." First, the big picture surrounding this verse. As part of getting Israel back on God's track, David finally gets the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and all is ready for the forthcoming temple. He continues to conquer the surrounding nations as he unites the tribes to which God has long ago promised the land. He is joyfully resigned to not building the temple. His son Solomon will get that honor. The chronicler wrote this long after the temple had been destroyed. There must have been a tear in his eye as he wrote. And now today's action step. Now that's a good idea. Well, this is how I see it. This is what I think. These are phrases we have all used many times. I know I have. When the chronicler wrote, "Whatever you have in mind, do it," this sounds a similar notion. Put into practice what you have worked out in your head could be a paraphrase of it. However, if we look a little closer, it becomes clear that it is not what is in our thinking mind, but what is in our spiritual heart that matters. Our heads are very important, and God-given intellect should not be disregarded, but unless your scheme is from God, and he has laid it on your heart, then it is doomed to failure. What plans do you have for your future? Do you have a great idea, or has God inspired your heart? Or is the picture not as clear as you would like it to be? Ask God to make it clear, and then proceed, even if you're still not totally certain. I have to say that most of my life has been taken up going ahead with some doubts and questions in my mind. Nevertheless, the heartfelt yearning to do what God wanted always won the day. God will forgive our mistakes and work out his purposes in our lives, despite us sometimes. Our inactivity is another matter, so get moving.